gentlemen, it is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. It's debate night at InfoWars. And this is your election headquarters. With 56 days until the presidential election and just a few hours, what are we, I think 5 hours away from the debate, we'll be having extended live coverage of the debate right here on InfoWars. And if I'm getting a little sappy, if I'm getting a little emotional, if I'm getting a little excited even, and I don't mean to bring it down, could be the last debate ever covered at InfoWars. So this one means a lot to us, and I hope it means a lot to you. It's an honor to bring this one to you. I think this will be my sixth presidential debate covered here at InfoWars. I'd have to go back and look at it all again, but that's where we're at. That's where we're at. But not to bring it down, because I'm very excited, and it's an honor that the most corrupt people that want to destroy our country want this show off the air. That's an honor. It sucks that we live in a world, in an America, where the First Amendment is under assault, where free speech is under assault, where independent broadcasts and news organizations are under attack. But the good news is their attacks against us have exposed them for what they really are. Now, I don't want to settle in on that, but I'd be remiss if I didn't at least put that out there. Now, we got a lot coming up. I got a ton of video clips we're going to get to. A lot of this, I'm assuming, is going to deal with what we're going to see tonight. The illegal immigration issue, the illegal alien border crossers, the Haitians, that story isn't going away. And there's a couple new ruffles in that story today. And I will tell you, there's going to be big news coming out of Texas. And there's already something big in the news today. And there's going to be more. And quite frankly, Governor Abbott and some of the other Republican leadership here are embarrassed because they've been partly responsible. And it's not like I place the blame fully on their shoulders, but they didn't push back enough against the illegal alien invasion, the illegal immigrant invasion. And so there's about to be some big stories breaking out of Texas dealing with it. And we'll have one of those today. Now, Congress is back in session, so we have a lot of updates coming from the Hill today. Democrats behaving exactly like you would expect with this session. And then just really showing their true colors, where you have a woman representing a family that lost a daughter raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant, and she's up there testifying about the problems, and the Democrats shame her. They shame her for being, as they say, used politically. And wait till you hear her retort, first her testimony, then her retort. We've got an update when it comes to the SAVE Act and the continued resolution. We'll be hearing from Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene on that. And then we're going to be doing all of the debate buildup as we get ready for tonight's live coverage. All of that and more on this edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out. See how great it is. And then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Debate night at InfoWars with 55 days, 8 hours, 53 minutes until election. Now, Kamala Harris is avoiding debates. This could be the only debate that we get. Of course, we had Trump-Biden, and then Biden dropped out. Now, there were supposed to be three debates between Harris and Trump. Trump agreed to all three. Harris agreed to one. That debate is tonight. We will be having live coverage right here at InfoWars with myself and the crew. Alex Jones will be joining us as well. Very much looking forward to this 90-minute debate. Now, it's very likely Kamala Harris has been giving the questions in advance. It's very likely that one of the moderators, that being Lindsay Davis, will be in Kamala's corner and anti-Trump. I might have too high hopes for David Muir, but I could see him wanting to kind of position himself and posture himself as a fair, neutral, balanced moderator tonight. But no doubt one of them will be in Trump's corner. And I would expect Kamala to have the questions beforehand. Now, there's no doubt there's going to be some things that come up, and I think the ones that are going to have the most important, the topics that are going to be the most important, if you will, it's going to be the open border, it's going to be the economy, and then I think for Trump, how he defends the attacks when they start calling him a felon and all the charges. How he responds to that is going to be key. So let's just jump right into this. Now, there's things that, for me, if I'm Donald Trump, I have to say during this debate. I have to say the words political parasites, the parasitic political class in Washington, D.C. I would have a very strong yet nuanced anti-government approach, kind of framing all of that. Because this is about talking to the American people, not talking to the D.C. political elite class, not talking to the big donors. You're talking to the voters tonight. I would definitely say Harris border, Harris economy. I would make sure the issue of 325,000 missing children gets platformed tonight. I would ask Kamala Harris directly if she knows where they are or if she even knows about the story or cares. I would definitely bring up the cost of living, the increase in the cost of living, the prices for food, groceries, bills, price at the pump. These are things that Trump has to platform tonight. So if the moderators won't do it, then he's going to have to do it. Now, on the felon issue, either the moderator, Lindsey Davis will push him on the felon issue or Kamala Harris will. And I think Trump needs to reframe how he responds to this. You get it. It's all political corruption. I get it. It's all political corruption. But the average American, the undecided voter tuning in tonight, they might not get it. They really might not. So how do you speak to that voter, or how do you speak to somebody that might not be voting for Donald Trump, might not be decided, but how do you speak to them? How do you have a message that they resonate with? And if I'm Donald Trump, I make it not about me, not about the deep state, not about the corruption. I would make it about, and you'll steal right from the bank of the Democrats with this response. You say, you know, I, like many other Americans in this country, have been a victim of a corrupt justice system where innocent men are charged and sent to prison. Far too many Americans that this happens to. Ooh. That would hurt him. So I wouldn't even make it about the deep state. I wouldn't even make it about the persecution. That's not the card to play here. It's about, I'd say it would be about the larger issue of just the average American that might know somebody wrongfully charged, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully imprisoned. Or maybe more strategically, if you look at the Black American vote that the Democrats are always pandering to, when they go after Trump, like, you're bad, you're a felon, you're a bad guy. He says, you know, maybe not so much, actually. That would hit them right where it hurts. That would hit them right where it hurts. So what is Kamala's path to victory here? Is it to make Trump look bad? Is it to get through 90 minutes without coming off like a total phony? Without coming off like a arrogant bitch? Can she control herself and maintain a single accent or voice, speech pattern, cadence throughout a 90-minute debate? That might be a challenge enough for her, not to just randomly go off into some weird accent in the middle of the debate. She can't really win on policy. So the only policy I could imagine her sticking to would be abortion. Is she really going to go up there and talk about stopping energy production because of climate change? Is she really going to go up there and steal Trump's policies like no taxes on tips or secure borders? That would be bold. But of course, they did update. Kamala Harris's official website was updated, finally has policies there. And it's like basically conservative policies now. So that's ironic. But I don't even know if that matters. I think Kamala's biggest challenge is to get through tonight and not come off like a bitch and not come off like a total phony. That, to me, is her challenge. And then Trump's challenge is to own the issues and judo all the attacks they have on him and just judo them right back. So that's how I see it going tonight. And I look forward to being here with you and the crew and Alex Jones to be covering it live responses. And then I'm sure we'll be up here a little bit after doing some responses as well. Now, in the meantime, with Congress back in session, you've got the SAVE Act. And two Republicans in the House, I would say, if you're grading congressmen and women, I don't know if there's a Democrat that doesn't get an F. There might be a small handful of Democrats that don't just get a flat-out F. But there's rare a politician that gets an A. I'd say Thomas Massey probably gets an A. I'd say Marjorie Taylor Greene probably gets an A. And here's why. Because they don't play the political games. And this needs to be the future of the Republican Party. That's kind of being remade in the 20, 2016 Trump image, if you will, where we don't play the games, we don't care about the political correctness, we don't care about the DC establishment. We're done with all that crap. So first, let's go to Thomas Massie on the floor of Congress talking about the SAVE Act, but telling it like it is. Telling it like it is, the political theater, as he calls it. And really, Massie is probably the only true conservative in the Republican Party. I'd say the closest thing to a conservative in the Senate would be Rand Paul. And then the closest thing to a conservative in the House would be Thomas Massie. And the issues now are not even conservative or liberal, progressive. It's really more America or not at this point. It's either you understand the threats America faces and you want to stop the threats, or you don't care, you're part of the problem, you are a threat to America. So conservative, liberal, progressive, this stuff kind of just comes out in the wash. But, I mean, Massey's a true conservative politically. So here he is telling it like it is, the truth about the SAVE Act, and then the political theater that's going to happen in the next weeks building up to the continued resolution. Thomas Massie in clip 26.
And I would call in Mr. Massie.
Can we be honest with the American people about what's going on here? This is political theater. I'm going to call out both sides right here. It's all posturing. It's fake fighting. We all know where it ends up. This is Groundhog Day. I don't care if the Democrat is the speaker or Republican is the speaker. We always get a CR in September, and then we get an omnibus. Sometimes there's a twist on that. We might get the omnibus before Christmas, but if we're not good, it comes after Christmas. But that's what's going to happen. And in the meantime, it's political theater. You know, we've got it's good theater. We've got great writers. I wish they'd just come up with a new plot. It's the same plot every fiscal year. What should we be doing? It's already been discussed. We should have done 12 separate bills. We should have done 12 separate bills. But again, whether Democrats are in control or Republicans are in control, we never do the 12 separate bills. Why do we always spend at least as much as we did last year, and why do we never cut spending? It's because Democrats want to grow the welfare state, and Republicans want to grow the military-industrial complex. And we're eventually going to get together, and they're both going to go up. I guarantee it. And both parties are just fine letting the bureaucrats do their thing, which should be our thing, according to Article 1, Section 8 in the Constitution. We are empowered with these things. Most important of the things we do is the funding, and that's the big lever we have. You know, I've sat through now almost 2 years of hearings in this Congress where we've exposed lies at the CDC, shortcuts at the FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF.
Pause it right here, real quick. This is so important. This is so key. This part right here, what he's talking about. Because most Americans probably don't even understand any of this. They don't really understand the balance of power, the flows of power, Congress, the Constitution versus bureaucracy. And it might even be so bad that our own congressmen and women don't even understand it. Based off of their practices, I would assume they don't. Thomas Massie is here laying it out, and it's the truth. All these federal bureaucracies and all this federal corruption is not above Congress. They are below Congress. Congress is supposed to do oversight over all these institutions, and if there's issues, they can just shut them down, defund them, subpoena them, whatever they need to do, bring them in for hearings. Congress is in charge. Not the FBI, not the CDC. Go down the list of your alphabet agencies. Congress is in charge. And so he's sitting here explaining this to the American people that, you know, you send your representative to Congress and they don't do their job. They fold like a cheap tent. They forget their role in the three branches of government and the flow of power in Washington, D.C., and they let you down every time. And he's sick of the political theater. And he's 100% right. And so what did the founding fathers build into the political system that, that gives the House, specifically the House, the ability to, their most powerful move basically is to defund, to stop the funding. And so this is what he's trying to explain to the American people. We can shut all this corruption down. We just stop funding it. It's done. We have the power of the purse. That's the biggest power that the House has. And yet nobody is serious about it. Nobody seems to get it. Nobody seems to care. They just go with the political theater. And then at the end of the day, they punch their card and go home and pretend like they did something. And Massey's sick of it. And so am I. And so everything he gets into here is true and calling out the political theater. But it's an important understanding for Americans to have. And I think it's an important, really, it should be a mainstay, I would say, for a Republican that wants to run for Congress and specifically the House. Hey, if we don't like what's going on, if we don't like seeing open borders, if we don't like seeing vaccine mandates, if we don't like seeing illegal surveillance on Americans, we're going to shut the government down. Period. End of story. Done. Defunded. Oh, you want to force a vaccine? Defund it. Oh, you want to illegally spy on Americans? Defund it. And if you're not willing to do that, then you shouldn't be running as a Republican from the year 2024 forward. And so that's what's really so important about this speech from Thomas Massey. Most Americans probably don't even understand this. They're not taught this. And so he's basically just trying to lay it out here in a floor speech. All right, continue.
FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF, over-prosecution of January Sixers at the DOJ, targeting common citizens at the FBI, spying by the NSA, illegal mandates for livestock by the USDA, targeting plant vaccine or transgenic plant vaccine at the NSF, and censorship, the censorship industrial complex at the of which the NSF is part of, automobile kill switch at the DOT. Now, these are all things I think most Democrats are just fine with this kind of totalitarian state that the bureaucrats are pushing on us. But Republicans at least pretend to be against these things. But what are we going to do this September? We're going to fund every freaking one of those things that we have exposed. That is the tool that we have, is the funding. Why are we funding things we don't like? We don't have to. Well, it's because we're addicted to spending. And this doesn't do anything about the addiction at all. So let me touch on one point too here that I think is important. Is, you know, a couple years ago or a summer and a half ago, I suppose now, we did something where we allowed the debt limit to be increased. But as a condition of that, we said if you do a CR that lasts past April 30th, everything's going to get cut 1%. And that, to me, seemed like at least a little tinge of fiscal responsibility was creeping in. But now I notice that this CR, instead of going 1 year and giving us time to do the 12 appropriations bills, is going to go 6 months. Now let me tell you what's going to happen because this goes 6 months. Number one, it ends in March 28th, Well, the automatic cuts happen on April 30th if the CR went past that. So that is exactly why the speaker chose a six-month CR, is so we don't have even the chance, a threat to this town. It's a threat of a 1% cut. We don't want to even – this is like T-ball. The 1% cut is on the tee, and Republicans won't even swing at it. So instead – we're going to do a six-month CR instead of a one-year CR. That sets up this another crisis next spring where we can do another pretend fight sometime around March. And that fight will, it'll be the same fight regardless of who wins the presidency and who's in charge of the Senate and the House. And we're basically going to get pretty much the same result. But that's 6 months from now. In the meantime, we can kick the can down the road. All of these things that we've exposed and all of these hearings are going to continue to get funded. But wait, there's a bright, shiny object on this CR. I've never seen one of these. I have never seen a bright, shiny object attached to one of these must-pass bills. Oh, wait, no. It actually happens. There always is a bright, shiny object, a bauble, if you will. a little something to get excited about. This SAVE Act, it's going to save us all, right? And by the way, this is good political theater. I do like this part of it, that we're going to see almost every Democrat cast a vote so that illegals can vote in our elections. I mean, that's pretty clever on the part of our speaker to set that up, make you all take that vote. But here's what he's going to do after you take that vote. He's going to take it off. The bright, shiny object goes away. It's Lucy and the football again. And the American public is all revved up. Yeah, we're going to get to save it. We're going to save these elections. We're going to stop the illegals from voting. Really, how are you going to do that in like 6 weeks? I think they're already registered if they're going to vote. Some of them probably already voted. This SAVE Act ain't going to save anything. And particularly because it ain't ever going to become law. It's a false promise to get all the Republicans half pregnant. And then you're going to get fully pregnant by the end of September when you vote for this CR. That is not going to have this. I mean, I hate to break this to you. I mean, the Democrats already know this. I'm not telling you anything special. I hate to break it to the Republicans. You ain't getting the SAVE Act. It is not going to stay on this bill. Why? Because we're going to cave. We're going to cave. Is it a fight worth having? Absolutely, it's a fight worth having. Make those Democrats say they want illegals to vote. Make them take that vote as many times as you can. And then make them go to the ballot box in November. But that's what it is. It's political theater, folks. We all know where it ends up. We've seen it. I've been here 12 years. I've seen it 12 times. I refuse to be a thespian in this failure theater. And with that, I yield back.
Now, that's about as good as it gets. And Thomas Massie is an American icon and a hero and a great man. And we'll hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up in the next segment. But you know what's sad? We hear about this Russian funding story with a small media group, small potatoes compared to the money that goes on in D.C. I'd love to see Thomas Massie be Speaker of the House, but you know he's never going to become Speaker of the House, and you know why, don't you? Because AIPAC hates him. And the Israeli lobby hates him. And so all the Republicans that are bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby would never vote for Thomas Massie to be Speaker. Now, maybe he could run for president. He'd be up against the same issue, but it'd be different because the voters could decide. I don't know if he has political aspirations to become president, but that's presidential stuff. I mean, that's founding father stuff. That's true conservatism. From Thomas Massie. One of the few good ones. One of the few of the 535 congressmen and women that actually gets an A on his report card. Thomas Massie. A great one. We'll be hearing from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Similar statements on the other side of this break.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
A limited edition exclusive InfoWars proprietary 24-carat .999 pure gold collectible is now available in this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, This is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation, because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations. And then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID long symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox Defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene was outside of the Capitol, had a similar sentiment as Thomas Massie to the approach of Speaker Johnson. She was a little more critical of Speaker Johnson directly, and so she had this to say about the SAVE Act in clip 24.
Hey, everyone. You've heard a lot of talk about the CR plus the SAVE Act. Republicans pushing that to be passed before the September 30th government funding deadline. I want to be really honest with you and explain exactly what I've learned this week since Congress has been back in session. Number one thing you need to know, the SAVE Act has already been passed by the House. All House Republicans plus five Democrats voted to pass it on July 10th earlier this summer. So it's already been passed. However, Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris over in the Senate, you know, Kamala Harris, by the way, Vice President, leader of the Senate, refused to bring the SAVE Act to the floor for a vote. And they refused to pass that bill, very important election integrity bill, that would stop non-citizens from voting. They refused to vote for it. And the White House, Joe Biden, although I don't think he's at the White House, we aren't really sure where he is, has already put out a statement that he will not sign it into law. As a matter of fact, Democrats are so against the SAVE Act and so against election integrity, they have already said they will shut down the government before they are willing to even consider a continuing resolution, which is a CR, plus a SAVE Act for government funding on September 30th. So here we are. We're back in session, and what I've learned and some of my colleagues have learned is that our Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, refuses to leverage his power as a Speaker and the House's power, the power of the purse, to push the SAVE Act into law. Therefore, it's complete failure before we even get started. We're supposed to vote on the CR plus the SAVE Act this week, and I have never voted on a CR to kick the can down the road and continue the Democrats' budget, the same budget, by the way, that is causing inflation to be so high that many people can't afford the cost of living these days, the same budget that is funding the invasion at our southern border, that has flooded our country with illegal aliens, costing Americans lives, fentanyl overdoses, and all kinds of crimes against American citizens. The same budget, by the way, that is causing all the problems today, I won't vote for it. And I also won't do this. I'm not going to go into a fight when our leader refuses to fight, and that's Mike Johnson. So I won't be able to vote for the CR plus SAVE Act this week because there's not anyone that's going to stand up to the Democrats, stand up to the White House, and do what it takes to make the SAVE Act, very important bill, an actual law before the election on November 5th. Just wanted to explain it to you and help you understand where we are, and I'll come back to you more with some more information when it happens.
So it's going to be up to the states at this point, and again, the SAVE Act... good intentions, good for the political theater. All the Democrats will vote against it. In fact, the Democrats in the House, only four voted in support of it. So the vast majority of Democrats voted that non-citizens should be allowed to vote. Okay, so you get that political talking point. I mean, beyond a reasonable doubt, hey, look, Democrats say they want to protect democracy. They let anybody come into this country and vote from all over the world. Now, I do think it would be a strategic thing for Trump tonight to ask Kamala, you know, Kamala, if the SAVE Act came to the Senate and you were the deciding vote, how would you vote? Maybe put her on the spot with that. But it's going to come down to the states. Are the states going to clear their voter rolls? Are the states going to make sure there's no illegal voters on the rolls? Are the states going to make sure that if you're doing mail-in ballots, that they're legitimate and legal? That's what it's all going to come down to. By the way, in North Carolina, good news for Trump, I would say. It's funny, the state's Republicans run, they're obeying the law. State's Democrats run, they're trying to steal it from Trump. North Carolina Supreme Court rules RFK Jr.'s name must be removed from the ballots. So the states where the Democrat... Now, it's funny, the Democrats originally wanted RFK Jr. off the ballots because they knew it hurt Democrats. Now the Democrats, after RFK Jr. is not running, they want him on the ballots because they know it. At this point, they think it would hurt Trump. So that's how corrupt these Democrats are. But that's good news for Trump in North Carolina. Again, when RFK Jr. was a presidential candidate, the Democrats wanted him off the ballot. Now that RFK Jr. has dropped out of the race, the Democrats want him on the ballot. Democrats. Everything they do is corrupt. They have no ethics, no shame, nothing. Now, I'd prefer a Republican Party that was less like Mike Johnson and more like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Thomas Massie or Matt Gaetz. Now, do you think, I mean, it's pretty much settled at this point. I think Mike Johnson is probably worse than Kevin McCarthy. I'd say that's settled. And that's not to say that Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus did the wrong thing removing Kevin McCarthy. I'd say it was probably the right thing still. You had bad leadership. You wanted to go for new leadership. It ended up being worse, but you took the shot anyway. And the Wall Street Journal thinks they're attacking Matt Gaetz here. And they say, quote of the day is from Matt Gaetz. I'm trying to reshape the House in my image. Gaetz writes to the Wall Street Journal's reporter Natalie Andrews, Gaetz says he doesn't want to divide the GOP. He wants to make it to be just like him. Asked to describe what that looks like, Gaetz said it is a Republican who can end the wars, shut the border, reduce the spending, and is a fighter. So that sounds pretty good to me. That's what the future of the Republican Party should be. And it should be a Republican Party that understands, like Thomas Massey, what powers they have in the House and the Senate, and to actually use them. The Democrats get a teaspoon of power, they'll find a way to conquer you with it. They'll find a way to abuse it. And these Republicans have power that's enshrined to them, and they won't even do anything with it. We have freedoms that are guaranteed to us in the Constitution by God, not government. The Republicans won't even fight to protect them. So that's where we're at. Now, there were some other developments on the Hill today that are very important. Some serious stuff with the victims of illegal immigrant murders and rapes speaking, and then Democrats insulting them. You can't make that up. And then there's Eric Swalwell. This guy is just something else. The Chinese spy banger, and then the guy who said he had the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion, but obviously lied, never produced it. What he was up to today is quite hilarious. And then we got a new video of a 1995 news report that seems to be suggesting Kamala Harris was really Willie Brown's escort. Yeah. Funny. The news might, maybe it was honest back in the day. Now, so we got all that coming up. Folks, the crew is going to be here long hours doing the extended live broadcast covering tonight's debate. And so we appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com so we can continue to pay them. That's what it's all about. That's where our money comes from. You're our sponsors at InfoWarsStore.com. And so that includes great products on sale like Nitric Boost, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. Both of those products are great for your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. It's so important, all the cardiovascular issues we have in today's age, that you're doing something for your cardiovascular health. So we have the answer. It's Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete, both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got Bodies 25% off right now. I love that ultimate turmeric formula for flexibility, anti-inflammatory, and joint support. Really helps me if I'm stiff after a workout or a couple hours of playing ball the night before. I get stiff, and that's just a big relief. 25% off Bodies, whole body support, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're going to go back to Congress on the other side. You'll hear from, I mean, this has to be one of the most rudest exchange from Democrats you've ever seen, but she gets told off by the witness.
I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products from InfoWars, MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products from InfoWars, MD, at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really gives you a clean, focused mindset, just does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha, your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. We were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
So before we go back to the Hill, the Justice Department wants you to rest easy, knowing that they are all about election security. No, this is hilarious. The Justice Department issues new guidance on federal law regarding voter registration. And this is a direct quote here. List maintenance, so the voter rolls, list maintenance efforts must be uniform and non-discriminatory. Don't be a racist. And a program to systematically remove ineligible voters must be done within 90 days of an election. Oh, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient with 55 days and some odd hours until the election that now they're just saying, well, look, the Justice Department says if you find a million ineligible voters on your voter rolls, they still get to vote. Wow. That is redonkulous. So, I mean, this is, I mean, literally, you have lawsuits ongoing in multiple states. So, but I'm wondering how this is going to be applied. And I don't think the Justice Department can really do anything about this. I think that they're putting this out as a protection for some of these states run by Democrats, like maybe Michigan or Pennsylvania, where there's ongoing litigation and there's a potential that they would have to purge the voter rolls of millions of illegal votes like they did in Texas. And then, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they're going to say, oh, no, well, we did find a million ineligible voters on the rolls, but the Justice Department says we can't get rid of them. So they get to vote this election. Oh, how special. So when Texas removed 1.1 million illegal voters from their rolls last month, is the Justice Department going to come into Texas and say, no, they get to vote? This is ludicrous. This is clown world. The Justice Department says if you find illegal voters on your rolls within 90 days of an election, they're eligible to vote. What a joke. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have all kinds of rules around laws. But if it's like, you know, if you're speeding within 10 blocks of your house, then you're okay. You're fine. you know. If you rape between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m., then the Justice Department says that's not rape. What? That's the equivalency here. Don't tell me that's not the equivalency. That's the equivalency. They're making an exception. And they're just saying, nope. Yeah, those are illegal voters. But, oh, 90 days before the election, sorry, they get to vote. Sorry. Nah, Justice Department. Mm. What? So, again, this all comes down to the states. This is just going to be the ammo that the Democrat states wave in front of judges and wave in front of Republicans and the Supreme State Supreme Courts and state election boards and everything else. And they're going to say, no. Yeah, you might have found 700,000 illegal votes on the rolls, but Justice Department says 90 days before the election, you can't remove them. They get to vote. Oh, and then every single one of them votes Democrat. I mean, that is just ridiculous. So let's protect our democracy. And the Justice Department makes sure illegals can vote. Let's protect our democracy. And the Democrat Party makes sure non-citizens can vote. Insane. Insane in the membrane. There it is, folks. They are setting up the big rig. They are setting up the big steal. I mean, let's look at Nevada, where the election was a tiny margin, and they just purged hundreds of thousands of illegal voters off the rolls. That was within 90 days of the election. Is the Department of Justice going to go into Nevada and say, no, put those illegal voters back on the rolls? That is insane. So they're gearing up for the steal, folks. They're gearing up for the steal. And the Biden DOJ, although Biden is gone, nobody knows where Biden is, including himself, he's gone. So the Department of Justice acting rogue, maybe it's Kamala, who knows? Are they going to go into Nevada where this election might be won or lost? And they're going to say, all those illegal votes that you just purged from the rolls, put them back on. They get to vote. But they're illegal. Doesn't matter. Are they going to go to Texas? 1.1 million illegal votes removed from the rolls. And they're going to tell Governor Abbott, put them back. They're going to tell Attorney General Ken Paxton, put them back. This is absurd. The big steal is on. The Democrats are doing everything to steal this election. My God. All right. Meanwhile, should we go to another black woman ripping the liberals to shreds? How about that? Feels apropos at the moment. Let's go to clip 14. This is in Chicago. One black American woman has had enough of white liberals in clip 14.
You don't hang no signs about black people hating on immigrants, because black people ain't got no reason to hate on no immigrants.
Oh, no, but the immigrants got
we everything y'all are in this song. Let me tell you something. You get them signs down. Anytime that Alderman Lawson and Silverstein can, and what's that other?
See Joe Lopez.
Sit up here. And Lopez. Talk about how they should get a hate crime bill because swastikas will send Ziploc bags in their community. They hung this in our community. We want it off the polls. We want that to be the beginning of a hate crime. And that organization, which is a white liberal organization, like in the words of Malcolm X, who told us what? That the white liberal is the worst enemy to the black man.
Yes.
And even coming up in here acting like y'all representing some social justice.
Say that.
But all along,
say
all
that.
You're doing is trying to use black people
say
to
that.
Find a reason to make some money.
Say
Let
that.
Me tell y'all something over there. We're done. The Democratic Party is done. You ain't gonna mess with us like
y'all gonna
this
abuse
no
us.
I'm telling you.
They get to abuse the black American.
Come in here and go clean it up.
Clean
I'm
up.
Telling
go
you,
ahead.
The
go ahead.
Righteous heart. You leave the Democratic Party. Do just like RFK Jr. Just do like that Tulsa lady. You better get up out the Democratic Party. Save yourself. Save your families. Save your dignity. Save your jobs and save your seat. Because if y'all don't, we coming for your seats. We ain't taking this no more. We ain't taking no disrespect from a bunch of people who have broken into the country and now have completely broke the city, have completely broke the country, have completely disgraced the United States of America. America is a disgrace. And for us, oh my God, for the solution, you give us a fake, black, cackling hand of a candidate.
Oh!
With a vice president that's talking about he want to put tampons in the boys' bathroom.
Lord, this
is the number one function of a president is to be the commander in chief. You tell me anything about a Kamala Harris that looked like she could protect this country after y'all just sat up here and let it get her overridden with a bunch of
immigrants.
Y'all just sat up here and put America's hands in all kind of wars. And you telling me a tampon man that ran from duty don't even know what his rule was, Kamala Harris, who don't know what race she is, gonna protect this country? The devil is a lie. Y'all better get some signs down.
Yeah,
I know that.
Thank you.
An American legend is born. Oh my gosh. Tell it. Now, you got to understand about these Democrats. And look, we are on the verge. There's a lot of crossroads America faces. But directly in regards to the Democrat Party, we're on the verge of the Democrats either getting one-party rule, totalitarianism, which is what they want. It's why they're cheating in elections. It's why they've remade the election laws so that they can win. Or really the end of the Democrat Party politically. And they know that. And that is really one of the main functions of busing in, flying in, bringing in all these illegal immigrants, because they need the voters and they need a new welfare state. The black American population is done with them. They're losing them fast, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bodies is back in stock, and frankly, it's a miracle. It is a miracle that Bodies is back in stock because we didn't know whether or not we were ever going to be able to even order inventory again after some of the more recent court hearings. Now, InfoWars is still thriving, still alive, but in a very vulnerable position, a very precarious legal position right now. So we need you to support us as soon as possible by going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing any of our products, but especially Bodies, which is one of our flagship, most popular products for good reason, too, because this formula is amazing for anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, joint support. I have specifically used Bodies to help with arthritis that I have in my right ankle, arthritis that I have in my left hand. This is an amazing anti-inflammatory supplement that is great for your joint health. And frankly, if Joe Biden was taking Bodies, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be walking around like a 2x4. I think he'd be walking around like a gymnast at this point. But obviously he's not taking it because he can barely go up the stairs. And if you're feeling a little stiff or a little disjointed, for lack of a better term, then please consider getting Bodies whole body support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only are you investing in your own health, your own anti-inflation, your own joint health, your own joint support, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air at this particularly precarious time in InfoWars history. Now, we know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that humanity itself is under attack, but we are going to stay on the air for as long as possible, and it's only possible because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, invest in your own anti-inflammatory support, your own joint support, your own bodily health, while simultaneously keeping InfoWars on the air in this fight for humanity against the globalist New World Order leftist trash that we're faced with every single day. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Bodies today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.